Christmas Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Oshem Vaday Enei Kein. Till now we've been talking about an Oshem Tolui. We've had also Hashem Me'ilois. Oshem Vaday, which is not Allah Sofik, there are three cases. One is Hashem Me'ilois, one is Hashem Gzeilois, where he made a shvua on money that was owed, and the shvua was sheker, he has to pay, and he has to bring Hashem Gzeilois. And Hashem Shivcha Charufa, which we had earlier in the parak, that funny case of Shivcha Charufa, exactly whatever it is, where there's a Gzeis HaKasa that brings a Karban Asham. Lamaisa, what happened was he thought that he was Mechuyev a Karban Asham, and he was Magdash a Karban, and then he found out that it was a mistake. The information was wrong, and he wasn't over on a Chayove Asham. So the halacha is like this. Ein Kein, it doesn't have the exact same halachas that we had before. Im, he finds out the mistake, ad sheloi nishkat, yeitze v'yirbo eder. So here, we say that mamash a mistake, his whole akdosha. Even according to the Chachamim, that was only a case by the Oshem Tolui, we had nervin, libo noikvoi, so he's magdish the Oshem Tolui al tzad ha chavi krisus. And we say that he's magdish even outside that it's not mechuyev a carbon. Mashenkin over here, that's for sure that he was only magdish it to the extent that he's chayev a carbon, if not the total mistake. So mela, that's pashut that the hegdish is off. The hegdish is a mistake. Mishenishchat, if he finds out about the mistake and he's really not mechuyev an oshom, he finds out about it after the shkita. Harezi you cover because chul shenishchum v'azara. Mentioned before, Chul Shnishchu Vazara is also Bahana. The Pashas is a Dinder Abonon. There's a Isser of Shechting Chulin Bazara. The Isser of the Behemel L'chor is only an Isser Abonon. It's, we said before, Sreifa, when it was talking about Hareze Yisorev, L'maisa, the Din of Chul Shnishchu Vazara is from the Yisuri Hano, that's from the Nikborim, Kimavur in the Mishnah, the end of Tmura. Nizrak Adam, if the Dam was already brought. So L'chayra over here, Im loy noida v'nislach loy, the Gzeis HaKasa that we had in the previous Mishnah, was only by an Oshem Tolui, but over here it's a mistake. A mistake is a mistake. L'maisa, the guy didn't need to bring a carbon. So Mel over here, it's definitely a carbon posel. It's a carbon Oshem that was brought without a miskaper. Haboso yeitze b'beis ha-sreifa. That's poshut that it's mechuyiv sreifa. L'maisa is a little bit funny, that the Mishnah says, Harezi you cover. What happens if you have Chulin Shenishchitu Bazara and it really didn't have a Hegdish? So it's Chulin Shenishchitu Bazara. L'chay, what's its din? It's Minanik Borim. And now we just say, Yetzel Lebeis HaSrefa. L'chay, right, it's Chulin Shenishchitu Bazara. It's a total mistake. Why Lebeis HaSrefa? So the Gemara explains, the Rav brings that there's actually a Machloikis. You look at the Mishnah in Tmura, Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. There's a Machloikis. What's the din of Chulin Shenishchitu Bazara? Is it Bekvura or is it Besreifa? And there's two lines in the Mishnah going with two Tanoim. That's the Shtichel Gemara that the Rav quotes. The Gemara Dav Chav Dalet. L'maisa, it's not so Geshmak. The other Loshen in the Gemara is a little bit more Geshmak. And that is the Betz in the Mishnah is going with the Shita Rezi Yikover. Once it was Nizrak Adam and it already looks Mamish, the whole Avodas HaKorban was done, even though it's a total mistake, there's no Miskaper here, there's no Gzeis HaKosuf that has a Shem Korban, Chazal were goyzer that it should be taken lebeis ha-sreifa kekotchem shenifsalu. That would be a little bit more geshmak, not to make it into one Mishnah with two tanoim. Shor ha-niskel ene kein. Shor ha-niskel also has a different din regarding this nekuda. What happens if there's gepaskin on a shor that it mechuyev skila? What's a shor ha-niskel? Is either by a roivin and nirva or by a shor shehemis. So it was Gepaskin, and then he found out that it was a mistake. And it came. Imachalei niskal yetzev yirveidet. So the psak was a mistake. A mistake is a mistake. So mela, there's no problem with it. It's not also bano. The din of Asher niskal is also bano, but only if it was a proper psak. Mishniskal muter bahano. The din of Asher niskal is that after the skila is that the bosu is also bano. So here, you can't make tchis amesim on a shore, but l'maisa the boss is mutabano. So Mel, it doesn't have the same din as before, that it's chul shenishchitu bazara, therefore it has to be destroyed. Or maybe it doesn't have to be destroyed. He lost the shore, but at least he has the boss. Egla rufa in a cane, the same type of idea. Egla Rufa is the miyachin and egla to be brought in a place where a dead body was found. Pasuk and Pasha Shoftim. Sugis, the Mishnah is on this din at the end of Soita. And they were miyachin the egla Rufa, and then they found out that there was no need. Why? Because they found the retzer. It's only when there's a dead body without a known retzer that there's a chiv egla Rufa. So over here they found out who it is. Enochain also has a different din. Im achaloi nerfa, until they perform the arifa, which is cutting off the head from the back, teitze v'tir v'eder, the kiddush, the yichud of the egla rufa, is a mistake. Samela, it's a regular behem of chulin. Mishenerfa, tikova b'mkoyma. It has the din of the egla rufa, which is always tikova b'mkoyma. She al sofik bo mitchiloso. The reason why it's Ena Kain is because over here, this is the only case so far that even though it was known, now it has the full din, despite the fact that now we know who the Ritzach is, has the full din of an Egla Rufa. Why? Because the whole din of Egla Rufa was Al-Sovik Baluch L'chaper Mitchiloso Kipra Sveika V'Holchalo. It did its job. It was Mechaper on the Sovik. So now there's a Vada. It doesn't take away from the fact that it was Mechaper Al-Sovik. So that's the Ena Kain, because that's different chalais din. The Sharon Iskel Ena Kain, Egla Rufa Ena Kain, are two different dinim. Sharon Iskel Ena Kain is that even if you found that after it was too late, but when Mavatl, the whole status of it being a Sharon Iskel, Egla Rufa Ena Kain Fakert, that if it was done, then it called you a Makainde din of Egla Rufa, and you don't have to change anything in the regular protocol to cover Bim Kaimo. Mishnah Gimel. Reb Lezer Oimer, we had this concept in Mishnah Aleph, that there's a Tana, Misnadev Odom Oshem Toli B'chol Yoyim B'chol Shoshi Yitzah. Oshem Toli does not have to be brought only when a person has an actual Sofik where he ate a Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas. A person is allowed to bring an Oshem Toli and he brings outside a Sofik. When is he M'chuyiv to bring Oshem Toli? True. Only when he ate a Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas, but if he wants, v'hi nikris asham chasidim. He's not mechuyiv, and he brings a carbon pasha because of a very elevated state of yir shemayim and yir aschet. It's a madrega of chasidim. Omru alav al bava ben buti. Bava ben buti is mentioned in the Gemara. Zatana kadmoin l'cha'ira b'mei hil v'shamay, because the Gemara mentions him in conjunction with Hurdis or Rosha that killed the Chachamim, and he wanted to kill Bava ben Buta. Bava ben Buta spoke in a way that was careful, and he came to him and he asked him an Eitzah, and says that he gave him an Eitzah to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and the Tkuf of Hurdis is the Tkuf of 100 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. So you're talking about by the end of the Tkuf of Sazugos, before the door of Tanoim. There's a memra that was said on Bava ben Buta, Shei Misnadev Hashem Toldi B'chol Yoim, the day after Yom Kippur is a rain day, because even if a person didn't have air the day before that, Yom Kippur was already mechaper. On Oshem Tolui, this is the mission at the end of Yom, if a person is mechuyiv in Oshem Tolui, Yom Kippur is mechaper. We'll see more about that in the next mission. What's interesting over here is that it sounds like Bava Mabuta also holds that a person could bring, even without a case where he ate achila achas chaticha achas mishtei chatichas, he's allowed to bring an Oshem Tolui. Sounds like Reb Elezer. The Gemara actually explains, no, there's two tanoim here. Reb Elezer oimer misnadev odam Oshem Tolui b'choyoyim uv'chol shah. He can bring 5 times a day. Bava Mabuta held he can bring once a day. He can't bring stamazay in Oshem Tolui. So only if Itaka had a real chshash of chet. And Mamela, on the day after Yom Kippur, when it's Miskaper, then Avada, there's no real chash that there's a leftover chet from yesterday. But according to Reb Elezer, b'chol yoyim, b'chol shah, so why can't he bring the day after Yom Kippur? He can bring every hour if he wants. He can bring whenever he wants. He doesn't have to have a nidnud of chet. Omar, Bava Mabuta said, ha-mo'in hazeh, mo'in is the loshen of Shamayim, is a loshen, the Beis HaMikdash is called mo'in. He's nishba in the Beis HaMikdash, ilo hoyim minichin li, they would let me, Hayisi, maybe, even the day after Yom Kippur. Because Hashem told his bo tachem ben adova. Ella, the Chacham didn't let him. Oymim li hamtin atche tikonis l'sofik, there has to be some type of sofik. And memela the din of bringing the Oshem Tali is only when there's some type of Nidnu Nechet. So this is what we just said, that Bava Ben Buta himself is alluding to the two shittas that we just said. The way the Gemara explains it, he himself held, like Rebbe Lezer, Misnad Vadim Oshem Tali B'chayim B'chal Shah. The Chachomim that argued with Rebbe Lezer, they held that you can bring an Oshem Tali only when there's an emesis Sofik of Chet, even a Sofik Kal of Chet, so not the day after Yom Kippur, not B'chol Eisim B'chol Shah. So that's the but they're not masking to me. This is the shita which is accepted lahalacha, and this is a third shita that no. The whole idea of bringing Oshem Tolu because he created his own sofik, he is on a high dag of Yer's Chet, is not so. The din of bringing Oshem Tolu is only al dovo shezdoine koros v'shigigoso chatos. Everybody's masking that the Oshem Tali can only be brought for a nidnud of chet on chai ve'krisus of dover shezdoin nekoros v'shigigoso chatos. What he means to say is, el al dover, if the story happened that he was nikshal chalila in a maisa boru when there's a sofik of zdoin nekoros v'shigigoso chatos. And then ultimately, if he finds out he did that better, then he has to bring chachom chatos. That's what you have to add in the shita of the chachom.